Hi there, James. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and Lulu wanted me to get on the phone here to get you the details of the service and, of course, answer any questions you might have. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
No, not bad.
Oh, good.
We are here right now.
Okay. Gotcha. So, you know, I've got your file here in front of me that Lulu sent over, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. Yeah, that's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. You know, we don't call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages. We just Google it. We jump on our smartphone, hop on a computer, and as a very young company, that's pretty important. You know, the businesses on that first page, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town. But Google looks for content related to that search. Our job is to create that content. So on almost 70 directories, you'll have your own profile, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. All of that content will, of course, be talking about your services and your service area and then linking back to a .com website that we'll also build for you. So we'll do everything that you need, that online presence, to get you on that first page and get your phone ringing. Let me ask you, when we get your phone ringing, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a helper? Right now,
I'm just starting out, so...
That's perfect. That's fine. Yeah, you know, it is not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on. You will, though, get a steady stream of phone calls from someone who will have seen the website first. So they're excited to speak with you. They'll know before they call you that you do what they're looking for. Now, I know that there's not a website currently, but do you have photos of some of the work that you've been doing, like before and after photos?
I am starting to accumulate those.
Okay,
I got
good.
A few, you know, people that you can call for reviews and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's great.
That's good
because, you know, for our services, James, it's not just listing you on the first page of Google. Our job is to get your phone ringing. So I would want to include that website for you at no additional cost. And, of course, we can use photos that you have now. Not only would the initial construction of the website be included, the hosting, maintenance, and then even the updating of the website would be included as well. So as we send you jobs, you can send us photos, and we can add those photos to your website. Now, never any additional cost for that. In fact, there's no additional cost for anything other than the service itself. It's a fixed flat rate and an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Of course, you get those calls, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big or small, it's a flat rate. Because you are a very young company, you actually qualify for reduced pricing. It's going to save you quite a bit of money every single month, because while it is a promotional rate for a young business, it's not an introductory rate, so it's not ever going to balloon up on you later on down the road. It really is just more of an assistance program to make it affordable for young and small companies. You'd be looking at an exact amount of $199.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. Of course, the website's included. All the updates, all the content, your profile, everything is all part of that. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords you're listed for, the search phrases, how many times you're popping up for each of those searches. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from the individual directories that we create, or from your website. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website, of course, will also have a contact form so people can fill that out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know, James, when someone is trying to contact you. and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or if they're contacting you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking and reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, so I'm just curious. So it's basically $2,400 a year.
If you do the math, yeah, that's true.
No, that's fine. So there's no additional cost for leads and calls and all
that. That is exactly correct. That is exactly correct. So very easy to budget for. I know that Lulu attached the Angie Leads, Home Advisor. Of course, that is a lead-based service where you pay for the lead, whether you get the job or not, and it depends on how many leads you get in a week. It depends even on how much each lead costs because there's different costs for the leads. Hard to budget for some businesses.
I've looked at that, and, you know, I kind of signed up, but I think I'm going to get out of that because I already found it not to be that great, you know what I mean?
You're not the only one. Well, the problem with something like that is that it's a shared lead system, so it's not just you getting that lead. It's you and, like, six of your competitors. So sometimes by the time you get that lead, four of your competitors have already called that person. They might not be even answering the phone anymore, or they're always understanding. You know, they're always they're hard to get in touch with, or they've already found somebody else, or they're looking for the cheapest guy, knowing they're going to get a lot of phone calls. So it doesn't always benefit the business owner. In fact, it doesn't always even benefit the homeowner trying to get a job done. But it will always benefit Angie's because whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, even when no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead. Very different than what we do here. I mean, like I said, we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, reduced pricing, including a website for you. I mean, all of that means that your success is our success. We're not even going to break even on the first month with the time and resources involved with creating that content and the website. We're just looking long-term, you know, even though there's no contract. We know our clients keep the service because it works. So eventually it breaks even, and of course, it works out for everybody. It's Jack of all, master of some, right? That's how you want the business branded? I like it. And then is the phone number...
Go ahead. I should change my phone number. I should probably change my phone number because
you can.
It's a Texas phone number.
Oh, yeah.
737 area code.
I see that,
I did get one, you know, lead from Wichita. They're like, Texas? And I'm like, I just came back. I was born and raised here in California, but, I just recently went back, so.
Got it. So one thing, if you wanted us to do this, we can easily do this for you. And being that, you know, you're a young company, back new in the area, I don't think that there's a lot of branding for this particular phone number. I doubt it's wrapped on your truck or on your business cards or anything like that.
Yeah, no.
So we can do a local number for you that forwards to your current phone number, and then that way that will be specifically and exclusively for your business, and you'll always know. And you'll be able to track everything too, and you can even, you know, if we do that, you can also like pull recordings of calls and things like that. Let's say you wrote down some information, but you don't know where you put it, or you forgot something that you wanted to remember about that call. You don't have to call the customer back and ask them these things. You can pull the recording of the call through your phone itself and then always access that information. So there's a lot that we'll be able to do. Your tracking and reporting system is there for your use and your benefit. There's a lot that you can do there. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes, and advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business. So now is a great time to get that going, not only for the write-off for 2022, but to position yourself for success in 2023.
I just, you know, I mean, I'm only a couple months in. Been here about 4 months or so.
Gotcha. How long have you been doing this work?
Well, I've been doing lots of different things for lots of years. I was mainly a stay-at-home dad for a lot of years.
Amazing.
And
then
did, you know, stuff on the side and around the house. Had a big old house. And
sure.
And that's That's left in Texas, though, unfortunately. Yeah. So going through the divorce and that kind of thing.
I gotcha.
But,
right.
Yeah, no, it's stuff I like to do. I like to, you know, fix stuff for people.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy it. I'm well-rounded. I can do lots of things. I was over at my sister's house yesterday, and
uh-huh.
they couldn't get the snowblower started, and I went over there in 2 minutes to close it.
2 minutes,
so,
you got it
like,
going.
How'd you do it? How'd you do it? I go, well, someone didn't turn on the gas, you know. It was
yeah.
a little shut off for the gas, and I didn't turn it on.
Got it, yeah.
And she said,
so,
yeah, you can hear his look at it, and I heard the things. And I was like, okay. But, yeah,
perfect.
No, I just, I...
Yeah, it looks like you got
yeah,
the skill and experience. So,
yeah,
I mean, the reason that I'm asking, and I mean, is because we are going to brand your business online, you know, like how you want your company
right.
to show up, you know, not just simple things like the hours of operation and the forms of payment that you accept, but any mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan,
yeah.
motto, you know, what's unique
yeah,
about
yeah.
your company. I mean, obviously, it'd be easy for us to brand you as someone who has experience, someone that you should trust, you know, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So I think
right.
that once we get that website up there and get your phone ringing, yeah, I mean, it's going to be someone, first of all, who will have seen your website. They'll even see those photos. And like I said, we can always add new photos later on down the road.
Yeah.
So they're,
yeah.
I mean, here's how it works. When you're on that first page, obviously you're not going to be the only company that pops up. You use Google so you know that you won't
right.
be the only business
right.
there. And
right.
ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you. They might see someone else's
yeah.
website that they like more. They call them. That's great.
Good.
In fact, that's better for
right.
you because the ones that decide to call you, they're thinking, this is my guy. I mean, I hope he's available. It looks like he does quality work. He's got experience. You know,
right.
they're calling you, hoping you answer the phone and hoping you're available and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you. So, again, very, very different than paying for a lead and then chasing down that lead for someone who's already talked
right.
to somebody else. These people are going to call you directly, excited to speak with you. And, you know, no matter how
right.
many jobs you do, big jobs or small, it's just going to be that flat rate of $199. So a lot easier to budget
right.
for.
Yeah,
and, of course, you already know how much it'll cost you for the whole year and things like that. But, I mean, obviously,
yeah.
our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. You can even pause
oh.
it. You know, let's say you get a couple of big jobs. I know it's just you doing the work. If you get a couple of big
yeah.
jobs and you're like, hey, I can't even take on more work for maybe another month or two,
yeah.
you can call us and tell
okay.
us that. We'll pause the service. Of course, we pause the billing. Nothing
yeah.
changes except that we don't actively optimize and update things during that. But your placement's
yeah,
still
yeah,
going to stay
yeah.
there. I mean, unless it's on pause for like 4 or 5 months, then you'll slowly start to
right.
see your placement trickle off the first page. But as long as it's just
yeah,
like a
yeah.
month here and there and
yeah.
things like that, your online presence is still there. You can still get phone calls and book things out. But you know, obviously,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you go downhill. You can stop pedaling. You'll keep going for a bit. You might even pick up speed for a while. But you know, without us continuing
yeah, yeah.
to update and optimize, then you know, you'll slowly see your placement
yeah.
fall off the first page. But it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, if it's just a matter of like, you know, you got a couple of big jobs, you want to pause it for a month or two here and there, you can pause the service
right.
seasonally as well. I know you do a lot of stuff. Some of it's dictated by the weather, but you know, a lot of indoor stuff you can do year round. Now, the one thing that we will always
yeah,
do is we'll make sure that we're actively promoting your services for the services that you want to be found for. We can kind of shift things
yeah.
around, change things around as the seasons
yeah.
change and your focus and shifts due to weather. So we'll always be getting you the right
yeah.
types of phone calls.
Right, right. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it does change here in winter because you can't do a lot of things. And yeah, then you got to try to find the inside work, you know, or other things,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so we'll be able to do that as
of course,
well.
I like it.
Of course,
stuff.
Update
I don't like
photos.
Doing the same thing.
Right,
you know,
right,
new,
exactly.
New different challenges, so.
Yeah, so you're okay with the changes that are almost forced upon you, dictated by the weather.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, you've got a pretty broad skill set, troubleshooter,
yeah.
and like you said, you know, master of some, but jack of all. So you can
yeah, I'm probably, you know, plumbing I'm really strong at, electrical pretty
okay.
strong,
okay.
interior painting I'm pretty strong at.
Yeah,
you know, general type of stuff, I mean, I just have an attention to detail.
That's good.
I was brought up to do it right or don't do it at all. So
yeah,
I'm trying
yeah,
to think of a
so,
real good model. You know, so I want to treat people's house like it was mine.
Yeah,
you know, respect
yeah.
it. You give them the
right.
same, you know, like you know, they can feel great. That I care about them. Because I do.
Yeah.
I care about
them. Of course. I mean, it comes across just talking to you. So I think when they're calling you and you're talking to them, they'll feel the same way. And then once you go out there, they're going to witness it firsthand. And then, you know, like I said, you know, at least in the area and technically for a business, you just haven't really been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be much of a factor.
Sure.
But Google being the world's largest electronic word of mouth and who we trust,
yeah.
We don't know who else to call.
We don't.
You know, every new customer who finds you online becomes someone who will see your experience,
right.
See your expertise, your attention to detail, your care that you put into the job that you do. They'll use your services again down the road for a different project. They'll start recommending you to their friends and family. So it's really going to help you to kind of put down roots where you are and grow your company. So I think it's going to be ideal for you. And like I said, you know, even if our prices go up next year or the year after, you're grandfathered in at that flat rate, that $199. So I think you'll really love it. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, so what kind of time frame are we looking at? Do I have to sign up today, or is it, how does that work?
Well, you know, when these positions become available, and again, this is the one thing that really separates us from like an Angie's lead, where, first of all, every lead that you get is sent to your competitors. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. Okay. That's strict Google guidelines for us to maintain our partnership. But it makes the most sense for our clients, of course. That means that we're focusing on getting you the most calls, but it does make sense for us too. And, you know, we're coming out of pocket in that first month and in the hole for the next couple of months. You know, we wouldn't want to be competing against ourselves since we offer our services month to month. My point being that Lulu and actually Tara, she's my other mapping coordinator on this particular listing, both very good at what they do.
Okay.
Their job is to help me find the right company to work with. So once we find that company, we actually close out the category. We stop calling through the area. But if it's something that you're able to do, the first thing that we would do, if you've got time for it today, we would connect you with one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. That is where we get all the information that we need to build out the content, the website, and all the directories. And of course, we would get things started from there. It's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. And of course, we'll ask you to email us photos. Once your tracking system is up and active, and that takes about 3 or 4 days as well, once we create all of those different directories, the Yelp and Facebook and all of that, you'll have that tracking system. Once your tracking system is active, you can upload photos right through your client dashboard. You can request content changes. And, of course, if you prefer, you can continue to email us those photos for the updates that we'll add to your website. But if it is something that you're able to do now, I mean, it would take me about maybe 5-10 minutes here on my end to get things set up and started for you, and then we can schedule that follow-up call with our technician for later today or even tomorrow. But, yeah, we're looking to...
Yeah, I'm going to need that maybe this afternoon just to go over a few things and finish the job I'm on. But I'm really interested, so if I get get a call back... maybe in, probably even in like 4 hours.
Do you have 5 minutes now for me to get it started, and then we can call you in 4 hours for that follow-up call?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So as I was saying, it's jack of all, master of some. For now, anyway, we've got your phone number at least to contact you, and then our technician can talk to you about that number that we'll have for your business that forwards to your phone. And you're service-based, I believe. No one comes to you. There's no showroom or anything like that. That's totally fine. That doesn't ever have to change. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are basically run out of the truck, out of the home. You don't have to ever see customers or have a brick-and-mortar location to be listed on Google. They won't list your street address, though, because they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially if you're out in the field most days. The Angie's, has, and what must be your residence, the 23132 Cresta Drive, is that your residence?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm staying right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
My mom's helping me, and I'm helping her because she's almost 90 years old. So
that's
she needs
great.
A little help. And,
Yeah, I hear that.
My other brothers and sisters a break, so.
Well, that's good.
I got three of these, so.
Oh, wonderful.
So we all kind of,
You're a good man, and you're a good son. I can see that. And then James, I never did get your last name.
Oh, Retchless, R-E-T-C-H-L-E-S-S, James.
Okay. You said you go by James?
R-E-T.
Or Jim? Mm-hmm. T like Tom,
yeah,
right?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, T-R-E-T-C-H-L-E-S-S.
Gotcha.
Retchless.
And then what is a good email? A good email address, either for you or for your company.
For me, it's Jim Retchless altogether at gmail.com.
So first name, last name at gmail.com, and then when we contact, when we contact you, Jim, we'll use phone, text, and email. The emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. A lot of times we'll just call you or give you a quick text message. Did you have any preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I would say both, email and text.
Okay, gotcha.
I do, I check her email more often. I do check my text, but
perfect.
I definitely check my email. So.
Nice, yeah. And like I said, for your customers, mostly they'll just simply call you. If they fill out that contact form, you'll get emails and text messages. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would, like I said, schedule that follow-up call with our technician for later today. I also will need to spend about 3-4 minutes here reading what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as we're Google partners.
Okay.
It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're including the website. It's recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward.
Okay.
I am actually required to read it before I can ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Jim, is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And Mr. Retch, just give me just 1 second to get that set up. Okay. So, James, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Jack of all, master of some.
Perfect. That's exactly. Exactly. I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is James Retchless, owner and operator.
Okay. And then James, as the owner and operator of Jack of All, Master of Some Handyman Services, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Jim, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am the owner of that.
It's a silly question, but we have to ask it. It's not some car that you found off the street.
I get it.
Gotcha. Now, as you might well imagine, Mr. Retchless, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are in fact able to contact you directly. We do request that you are actively receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. James, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's always a concern for me when I call one of my clients, I'm calling the business number, it goes to voicemail, or we're still mailbox full or not set up. A concern, obviously, not because I have to call them back. I will. They're my client. But I know that if I were a customer and that's what happens, I mean, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'll probably just try to call somebody else. So we don't want you missing those opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, though, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, Mr. Retchless, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angies, whether you keep it or shut it off. There's no conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content, all the directories that we'll be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Jim, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I have signed up with Angie, but I'm gonna cancel it. I mean, it's just, I can tell the writing's on the wall. They didn't tell me, they didn't really disclose that.
They didn't disclose every lead. Every lead.
Which I was very disappointed, because it sounded really pretty good, but then.
I hear that a lot, that they don't disclose the details, and it's not what you even expect it to be. Even though you expect it to be hit or miss, you don't expect it to miss 90% of the time, which is sometimes what happens. So like I said, you don't have to stop it. It's not a direct conflict, but honestly, you know, a lot of my clients find it preferable to get phone calls directly to them, and they're more than happy to shut their leads off. Okay. So now with all of the reductions in the cost, I was able to include the website at no additional cost and, of course, reduce your rate down to $199. It is a month-to-month, so this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fees, which I'll actually waive, will be charged today, the 22nd of December, in the very reduced rate of exactly $199. That $199 is a fixed flat rate that will never go up. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. Mr. Retchless, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $199, once again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, we offer our services completely at will on a month-to-month basis, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause it entirely due to seasonal reasons, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Mr. Retchless, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date to prevent charges to the next month. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jim, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Retchless, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Jim, what works best for you,
Visa.
Sir? A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
And is it James Retchless on the card, not Jim?
James B. Retchless.
You said D, like D like David,
B,
not
B, B
like
board.
B. I was going to say,
B is
it D? I was just about to say, was it D like David or B like Bob? D's and B's, F's, they're almost impossible to hear on the phone. So we've got B boy, and then you said it was a V start, so that should start with the 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4100.
Mm-hmm.
3905.
Yes, sir.
8591.
Okay.
8077.
And then the expiration month and year?
0426.
04 of 2026. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
853.
853. So I've got 853, 853 on the back in April or 04 of 2024. The card itself, was it 41? Oh, 2026? I think that's what you said, and I when I read it back, it sounded wrong. So I've got April or 04 of 2026, and then the card itself was at 41-00-3905-8591-8077.
Absolutely correct.
And then is the billing address of that particular card on the Cresta Drive, 95383?
Yeah,
it is? Okay. So in about a minute, here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't actually.
That's okay.
It should.
No,
I got.
No
I'm going to get more. I'm a little better with that.
I do a lot of typing into my notes on my phone, and then I'll either make it into a contact later on, or it'll live in the notes. But you'll get that confirmation email in about a minute. By the way, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That, of course, is Pacific. You can email the support team 24/7. The email address as well as that phone number will be on the confirmation email. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. You'll receive all of that information through our automated system in a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then you might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but you'll receive those in just a minute here. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call. You said about 4 hours from now, so I do see this afternoon. It's 9, a little after 9. There is a 1 o'clock, a 2 o'clock. There's also a 3 o'clock available for this afternoon. We would schedule by the hour. 3 o'clock? Okay. So in this case, it's going to be scheduled. It'll be scheduled from 3 until 4. We schedule by the hour. The call takes about half an hour. So sometime between 3 and 3:30 is when we'll call you as soon as our client interview technician is available. So in that first half hour, we'll call you. It'll take about a half an hour after that. At 2 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email through our automated system letting you know that that 3 to 4 is the time slot. And then I'm going to also send you a calendar invite right to your email address. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local
I got a fraud alert.
ENG. That's client interview conducted in English. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that are automated?
Yeah, I got the email. I got a thing from my credit card saying fraud alert.
Oh, that's interesting.
Suspicious activity.
I think that might be because we're more than, I don't know, is it 100 miles away or something like that? We're probably at this point more than 500 miles away. We're actually located in Orange County, California, halfway between L.A. And San Diego.
They could be watching it pretty, but, you know, I do dealings with other people down south, and, you know, yeah. They're, you know,
I get those alerts. I get those alerts too if it's out of the area. And that happens all the time. Sometimes they prevent me from even making that payment, which is annoying and frustrating. And then it's hard for me to contact them in time. And then I'm like, great, now I have to use the card I didn't want to use. But yeah, we've been around since 2004. You know, we're a Google Premier partner, so you'll get everything in writing, like I said. The confirmation email should have been sent out to you as well. And then, I wanted also to set up a security question for you. Now, if I'm available in that 3 o'clock hour, between 3 and 3:30 when we initiate that call, I'll be on that call as well with the client interview technician just to kind of introduce you, ask if you have any questions for me before I hand it over. I may be on a call when they're ready because, like I said, I don't know if they're calling at 305, 310, 322, but sometime in that first half hour they'll call you. If I'm not available, they'll call you directly. They'll take good care of you. But just in case I'm not on that phone call, and then, of course, moving forward for your protection, we did want to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us saying that they are with your company, of course, we would expect it to be you since you're the only authorized point of contact. But anybody else calling and saying that they're part of Jack of All, Master of Some, Handyman Services, we would expect them to know at least the answer to the security question if we gave them the question. And anyone who calls you, Jim, anyone calling you saying that they are with Google or saying that they are with Local Splash, they will need to know my name right away, which is Paul Gordon. They will also need to know both the security question and the answer unprompted. If they don't know that information, that's not us, and you can just politely say, you know, have a nice day, and if you have any questions or concerns, please give us a call. But to set that up, the options are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I guess my first pet's name.
Okay, first pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Toby.
You said Toby, like T-O-B-E-Y?
No, Kobe.
Oh, Kobe.
Kobe, with a K, yeah, Kobe.
With a K. K-O-B-E-Y.
Yeah.
Okay, Kobe. I have to type it in twice, and for a weird reason, it has to be in lowercase. Okay, there we go. Sometimes I forget. Kobe with a lowercase K. All right, you're all set up and squared away there. And then if you did receive the confirmation email, there's also the additional email. The first month's invoice is sent out to you separately. Now, on the invoice email, of course, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning on the left-hand side with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Okay, I got the invoice.
Okay. And then...
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Yeah. So we'll be optimizing your Google listing. That's pretty much everyone's focus, and it's ours as well, but we'll also optimize on Bing, the other major search engine. And the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page, that's your website. Of course, we'll create it, build it, host it, maintain it, do all the SEO content on there as well. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below it, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, please do either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. So, of course, the J, B, and the R being capitalized. There's no period after the B, just the space before and after it. If you copy and paste, be careful to not copy a space before the J or after the last S. But once you've got your name as it appears there, please just hit the confirm signature box below it. Jim, that's going to do, a few things. That lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're including the website, that we've waived your setup fee. It also does, of course, allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area. It also allows us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. just let me know when you see that.
Okay. Oh, so, okay, so first hit the box, and then go ahead and paste that.
Yeah. And copy and paste it, just no space before or after.
Okay. And then put that in the sign box?
Yes, exactly.
Or confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I put it? Confirm signature? Or
click the here signature box.
There you go. All right. Confirm signature. All right. Now it's giving me username and password.
Okay. So you can actually stop there. The reason you're seeing that is it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your client or for your tracking system. The dashboard, the client dashboard. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. Of course, neither of which is true right now. We'll have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, we will email and text out to you both your username and the default password. You can use that password as is, or you can change it if you like. We know a lot of people never change it, and either way, it's fine. I can give you the username now because that has already been generated, and it cannot be changed. It's easy to remember, though. It's the number that we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number. So 737-228-0525, that is the username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account, and the one on the confirmation email, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. Other than that, that makes it easy for us to forward it out to the right department. Other than that, when we give you the phone call in the 3 o'clock hour today, we'll give you photos at localsplash.com. If you like, you can email the photos team directly. But really, the support email is all you need. It's the catch-all for everything, and you can send anything and everything there. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I'm available, when we're able to make that call between 3 and 3:30, I'll be part of that call. If not, they'll call you directly. Jim, real pleasure to speak with you. You've been patient and kind and taking this call. I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Right. Sounds good. I look forward to getting busy.
Sounds good, Jim. I appreciate you. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks again, sir. Take care.
Okay.
I sure will. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.